This week on Pet Food Off, we have Caitlin joining us from the Bahamut server, and we are also starting a new forum thread where you can suggest your favorite PFA moments that'll be compiled into a little segment for the 2-year anniversary show coming up here pretty soon. Enjoy the show.
Pet Food Alpha!
Hello and welcome to episode number 98 of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all things Final Fantasy XI community, news, etc. Wow.
What?
What was that?
Way
to go. Same. Same.
My wife is in the background. She goes, "What happened?" I guess my brain just went hick-a-gurt-gurt. wait, what am I supposed to say, Bert? Okay.
Try it again.
No, let's keep that.
I know.
Keep going.
Hello and welcome to episode number 98 of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is FusionX.
I'm Chinchiller.
And I'm Squigalicious.
And today we have a very special guest, personal friend of mine, who moved to the Bahamut server with me from Kujala. Yay! We have Caitlin joining us. Say hello.
Hi, thanks for having me again.
Wait, you've been on the show before, haven't you?
Yes.
A couple times?
Yeah.
Word. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Well, we've got an interesting show for you today, so let's get started. First, in Play Online news, we've got the Feast of Swords that will be starting here. Yes.
Yay.
Not yay. Don't give the monotone.
It's yay because it's the same event they've had for, you know, however long they've been doing it for. Basically, you get a big stick, you go hit some random armor walking around, and you get another big stick.
Or
and
you get beat.
You repeat the process, and then it gives you other stuff.
Either that, or you go out there and you get beat, and then you gotta try again. And
yeah, it's interesting
difficult.
Event. It's basically the same as it has been in the past. There's gonna be the armors walking around in the areas. You're gonna have to, you know, talk to the Moogle to get the magic enhancement in order to fight the armor. You're gonna get your wooden katanas out. You can get the Shinai. Is that what it was called?
I think so.
Yeah, it came out. I think that was new last year. It's
It's
the cooler wooden gray katana. You can also get the neck pieces that will teleport you to the Chocobo Stables in the Three Nations. So
yeah,
I'm
definitely going to do this because I just used all of mine up. So
yeah,
I need to get it again. Awesome pieces, by the way. Saves your butt.
They're
it saves
bad.
My butt all the time. Like, I'll be like, what's the quickest way to Windurst? Well, it's my stable collar, of
there
course.
You go. Yeah.
So, it's like, hey guys, I'll just meet you in Windurst because I got a stable collar. So, stable collars for the win.
Word.
And they come in 3 different varieties.
Yeah, right.
Collect all 3. So, I'm excited about it.
I can tell.
Anyway.
So, anyways.
I think the coolest thing about it this year is the artwork on the website. It's pretty cool looking.
It is.
That's it.
That's one thing I do give Square credit for is artwork is awesome. Even though, like, you don't really feel like doing the events, the artwork is awesome.
Yeah, they get new artwork, but it's the same event. That's okay.
But, all right. Whatever.
So, can you actually get the colors for nations that you're not part of?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty
Collect
cool.
Collect all 3.
All 3 flavors.
All 3 flavors, that's right.
What is this, like a Burger King Happy Meal? It's like, get all 3.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway.
So, Windurst rule. Continuing right along. The Special Task Force unit announced that 6,860 terminated accounts occurred this past week.
That's a lot.
And on top of that, 990 accounts have been temporarily suspended due to third-party tools and the same old stuff is that's been happening since the beginning of Anadil, I suppose.
Yeah. They also released their another little report with the graph. That's kind of come standard every couple of months or so here. Band accounts, yes. Obviously, you know, they're working on that. One of the things that they did talk a little bit about recently, they've added level restrictions to mining in some areas.
Right, like Old Demovopolis.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Mount Zalom. They said, you know, it's true that, you know, if they did put level restrictions on fishing and lumbering, you know, that it would help, but it would also take away a bunch of stuff from, you know, new players in the game, because, you know, you just jump into the game. Fishing's a good way to make gil for someone, you know, beginning the game.
You
said
if you're like level one, you're not going to get all the way to, you know,
right.
Zion or like Ifrit's Cauldron.
That's true.
There's like no way.
Well, you don't fish in Mount Zalom either unless you're fishing
lava
fish.
Mining.
That's not true. There is water in Mount Zalom on the edge there.
There are crabs and there are pugles.
Probably. Anyway, they said because of this, they have no current plans to place level restrictions on fishing or lumbering. They are, however, looking into introducing drastic systematic changes that would affect only violators of the user agreement. So I'll be curious to see what exactly that is.
Hmm.
Who knows? Maybe you'll. I think earlier we said we were joking around about fishing up a GM.
All I'm saying is if they wanted to make it like level restricted, you know, they would have just cause because they just did it with the mining. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, right. It makes sense, you know. Anyways, band accounts were up for this report versus the last time that we reported this. Actually, they only banned like what 6,000 and some odd accounts. And then now it's up to like 7,850 altogether. So it's like the stock market; it just keeps going
right.
up and up.
The RMT is down today.
The RMT is down this month from last.
Looks like goldsmithing is going up. You might want to get some shares into that.
Speaking of goldsmithing shares,
yeah, right.
Anyways,
well, yeah, you can talk about that later.
Anyways, next on the list. changes to policy dealing with unauthorized access.
Basically, you know, we all know this stuff's been going on. That we know they've been wanting to work on it for a while.
You've played the game, you've obviously noticed that at one point you had to read the agreement, scroll all the way down, and say yes, I agree to the changes.
Yeah, they say the big changes in the policy now are more relief measures, according to what the management team finds in their investigation. Hopefully, better support response times, and they're going to try and make it so there's more recovery points for players whose data has been lost to kind of, you know, so it's like they... Kind of like a backup is what I'm getting the feeling of. Okay. It's like they'll have a couple different backup points on your character. So you can say, you know, hey, you know, this happened, you know, a certain amount of time ago. And they'll say, well, okay, we have this, you know, recovery point or whatever here. And
that's,
you know,
kind of cool. But what if it's like before a critical point in history?
Right, who knows?
Know what I mean?
You're probably out of luck.
I think it's one of these... Especially, you know, they've been struggling with this kind of stuff for a while, trying to set this up. And I think they're going to be... You know, it's never going to be perfect. They're going to keep, keep working on it. But,
the way
know.
That I read the policy and the changes that they made, it made it sound to me like Square was putting it out there that if something happens to your account because of an outside source or because of hacking or whatever, they're not responsible or they're not liable for the things that happen to your account.
They're pretty much putting the blame on the player and... That's something I don't think is right.
Well, I don't know that it's really the blame, but they just want to say, okay, well, you know, it sucks if this happened.
They're saying it's on you. Like, if something happens, it's your problem.
We're not responsible. You know, it's. I think what it is more is it's like, we're not responsible for the stuff that happens to your character. We never really have been, but now we need to really put this out there and say, you know, if something happens because of someone or, you know, some source outside of Play Online that is, you know, compromising accounts or whatever, that we're not, you know, we're not liable to replace items or anything
like that. It's very bumpy territory.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, they're just starting to respond to this, which is good. You know, it's good to see that they're finally, you know, starting to realize that this is something that they need to do. And, you know, it can only get better from here.
Right. They're putting it out there that they're not liable, but they're also putting measures out there that'll, you know, help you recover things. You know, they're there to help, but they're not legally, you know, required to do
anything.
There's
only so much they can do at this point, but they're, you know, trying to get better at it.
That's what I got out of it anyhow.
Yeah.
Word.
Okay. Up next is the bigger news, version update notice for June. This is pretty much the update that should have been. This is going to be new Wings of the Goddess missions. It's going to include a new ranking system for a campaign. That kind of strikes me as it says new ranking system. Are they going to do something completely new to get the remaining medals, or are they just adding the new ranks?
I think they're just probably going to add the new ranks.
That's
probably,
what I would think. I don't know. That kind of threw me off a little bit. They're also saying there's going to be some battle-related tweaks encompassing jobs and merit points and additions for adjustments. I cannot talk tonight.
How about additions and adjustments?
I like that. That sounds good. I'll take that. Two fellows and chocobo raising. So we're going to see new things for NPCs and chocobo raising, which is good because that's something. I know there's... It's kind of like a little cult group thing. Like, there's a couple people out there that are like, dude, NPCs all the way, and there's a couple people that, you know, swear on chocobo raising and chocobo racing. So hopefully, you know, maybe that'll get some more people interested in that.
It'd be nice to be able to get your NPC to 75.
Yeah.
I think, what is it now, 60?
I honestly have no idea.
It's really hard to level your NPC. It's extremely difficult.
It depends on how much you solo.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but you don't want to solo. you don't want to solo for experience points with your NPC because your NPC.
No, I mean like farming and stuff too.
Not only farming, also skilling up a weapon. Mm-hmm.
You need to, when you're leveling your NPC, you need to be leveling off a certain stuff that gives the NPC experience points. So it needs to be a certain level. You can't just go and say, hey, let's go farm crawlers and Saruta Baruta for threads.
Right.
Let's be able to call our NPCs in the past and in Otter Gone and have them help us with campaign and besiege.
It's difficult. You actually have to go out there. Hers is like all Uber and stuff. Isn't yours like kind of up there? Caitlin?
It's I don't know, maybe I think I've leveled it 3 times.
Oh, really?
So, okay. Yeah, it's really, like, I've given it new weapons and stuff, but I really can't say that it's good, so.
Wegway, my NPC is 51, and I use him ever so often to help heal me in,
that's
when
really
I'm skilling
high.
Up. That's okay. I like to get him a little higher.
That's actually really... like respectable like level for your NPC, because mine is like they start out at 30 and it takes forever for them to level. They can only stay out for a certain amount of time in the beginning, and then
time gets longer as you level them up,
right? But I don't know, it's kind of a pain.
It's short.
it's still short. It's never enough time.
Yeah.
Me and Oshi used to level up our NPCs together, and then once they got to a certain level, I started leveling mine up a little bit on my own, and I probably couldn't solo the whole way, but it's still fun to take out, like, when we're doing skill up parties. Hey, here's my NPC, somebody who can haste me, you know. But he runs out of MP really quick.
I would love, as the Beastmaster soloing, I would love to be able to just pop my NPC out and not worry about her sucking down my experience points, because they do. Mm-hmm. They take a percentage.
Yeah, like a small percentage.
But if they didn't, I'd be like, dude, let's pop our NPCs. And with my beast buddy, I'd pop them out. We'd pop out our NPCs. Oh, gosh, this is going to get so misconstrued somewhere. we'd just whip them out. And
oh, man.
I have no idea how that could be misconstrued.
I don't know either, anyways. But without, if they didn't take experience points, it would be so much easier to level them. I'd be so much more motivated.
I'd really love to level mine. To me, it just seems like a symbol of accomplishment, almost.
It is. It is. It really is.
Like I said, if we could pop them out during, I don't know, besiege or campaign,
Right.
That'd be nice.
There's lots of NPCs at campaign anyway.
Yeah. I think the battle-related tweaks and merit point stuff should be interesting. I'm hoping this is going to have stuff for Scholar and Dancer. So I'm kind of looking forward to that.
I admit, unfortunately, that I haven't even touched anything on the last version update stuff yet. I'm very sorry.
Neither have I.
Well, really, the only thing that came out with the last update was some of the stuff for campaign, which I, to be honest, I haven't seen, like, any of.
Dude, you were just raving about the storyline last 2 weeks ago.
Can I finish? I wasn't done.
Oh.
There's all that they really added last time was they added some of that campaign stuff, which is kind of, I haven't really seen any, I've seen like a Kaiser Behemoth in campaign, that's about it. Obviously they continued the little kind of story quests for each nation, which are really, really good. And they added some of the equipment pieces for, that you could get with your allied notes, which some of them are really good. But it looks like the bulk of this update is going to be new Ottergon missions. Wow.
New Ottergon missions. No way.
You guys thought we were done. Oh, no. New Wings of the Goddess missions, which is something that should have been out last update. The expansion came out, there was like two or three, and that was, far from what should have been in there. So I'm really, really looking forward to getting into that storyline more. Because it's not just going to be like, oh, it's the past and this is everything that happens. There's going to be some twist in there somewhere. And I'm really looking forward to seeing
what
that
catch
is.
I want to catch up now.
Let's go.
So that when that version update comes out, I'll be ready.
I need to finish up the Sandorian quest, man. Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well.
All right. And that is it. Oh. No, we have one more thing. It wasn't posted with the rest of the news. There was something, though. If you go down all the way down to the bottom of the PlanLine site, there's the little information section. It's usually reserved for, update news and maintenance and everything.
And nerds that really take the time to go down way down there and look
at it. Yeah, it's usually just kind of little things. But this past week, there was something on there regarding online attacks against Final Fantasy XI. A while ago, you'll probably remember there was this big thing with passwords being too short. Mm-hmm. It said that recently we've become aware of an individual who attempted to compromise the integrity of the Final Fantasy XI service. This individual's efforts exploited the low security passwords chosen by a small. What is that?
Who's opening a pack of gum right now?
Can I have some?
Seriously.
Seriously. Friggin'
it's not me.
Stabbing, son.
Whatever.
He's opening a pack of milk duds right now.
Shake, shake, shake. Gluck, gluck, gluck.
Okay, continue.
Anyway, this individual's efforts exploited the low security passwords chosen by a small percentage of our. What is that? Seriously.
He's just hungry.
Whoever it is, just admit it. I'm curious, what is that? Is that Oshi?
What? It was Oshi. The noise was Oshi.
No, it wasn't. Wow.
Oh, man.
Oshi, let me get some milk duds, dude.
No, the milk duds was not Oshi.
Oh,
we're hungry.
Were they milk duds, though?
I don't know.
Yo, where the milk duds at?
I want milk duds.
Low episode 98, milk duds.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Basically, what happened is they've been talking to their legal team. They found out who this person is, where they're at, and they've been working with the U.S. government. The person that was doing that is in some serious which is good.
Booyah!
There's a lot of talk on the community right now. Everybody thinks they know who it is. We're not going to throw out any names, but it's kind of cool to see them finally taking action against this kind of crap.
One person, though, that's
intense.
It's pretty crazy.
One person.
One pasty kid with like
nothing better to do.
Goggly glasses.
In his parents' basement,
drooling.
Right?
It's like deleted. Deleted.
Wow. Were you like Strong Bad reading emails?
You're Strong Bad.
Deleted.
Plus, virus equals very yes.
Oh my god. I was wondering if there are any link shells in Strong Bad. Yeah. Deleted.
To cheat, I did not install the light switch so you could have a rave.
That's why I would put a light switch in. Anyway, so there's that, and that takes us into Pet Food Alpha News. All right, as you guys know, a couple of weeks ago we opened up the Writers Guild for people to submit their own original articles. This week we have one from Moroku, part one on his Black Mage versus Scholar series, which I'm sure Squig is appreciating to a degree.
Squig, did you read it?
Yeah, I went through it a little bit, and it's pretty good. The only thing that, I mean, this is a lot of research.
Mm-hmm.
This is a whole lot of research, so Muroku did a really good job in using elemental magic gear and, intelligence gear. But a lot of black mages use magic attack bonus gear, which would be really hard to put into the formula somewhere. So just to simplify all the research and doing that, I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of statistics and numbers in there that took a
while. Yeah, that whole magic attack. And the magic attack. Yeah, and the magic attack stuff would be take even longer, and I wouldn't even want to think about it. So
yeah.
Just taking two really, really important attributes and using those to compare them, I think it's pretty good. I think it's awesome, actually.
That's Scholar, well done, Scholar versus well Black Mage Part 1 Resists. You can check it out on our website.
Mm.
Speaking of our website.
True.
Yes.
We got blogs.
We do.
Each host has one. We've been working on them, yeah. You haven't been working
on them. Well, no, not everyone has been working on them.
Most of us have been working on them. Yes.
I'm so embarrassed right now.
You should be.
Got called out, son.
No, we've been adding stuff on there.
Scratching my neck, like
some cool stuff. Some random, lots of lolling going on. So if you get bored, check them out. We got them up on the links page, on the host bio page, all that good stuff.
Yeah,
I have the blogs on my Google Reader. So
there you go, Adam. Yeah, Adam,
page I can see.
There you go.
What's a Google Reader?
It's like an RSS feed. Picker upper.
I have a Google program for my BlackBerry.
Dude, I'm sick of hearing about your BlackBerry.
No,
I don't even know what
Skype
it does.
My BlackBerry. I got a Google Reader. I don't even know what it does, but it's on my BlackBerry. Did I mention I got a BlackBerry? When my BlackBerry rings, it's Final Fantasy fight music.
Oh snap!
You got owned right there.
Just cut me deep on that, Chin. What's up with that?
Cutting people deep.
All right.
That was awesome.
Oh, man.
Chin, you're my hero.
All right.
Beastmaster smooth.
Did it just get cold in here, or is it just me?
It's you.
It's just you.
I'm glad we're all in agreement on that. All right. This past week, we've had the voting going on for the new forum banner. Results are in. And the winner is Caitlin's banner.
Yay!
Yay!
Pretty cool. We had a lot of people vote, so thank you for everybody who did that. I think we had a decent number of votes going on, so that's pretty cool.
Banners are all really good. You know, they were all really well done. So I wanted to put that out there that they were all really well done.
Yeah, they were done really well. We had 31 votes total. So now we got the winner. It'll be posted shortly. So make sure you go and check it out.
And you get, as a prize, you get a box of Cheez-Its.
Cool.
If I had known that, I would have made a banner.
What's that?
Tabasco Cheez-Its the other day. Delicious.
And get your banner posted.
And that too, yeah.
And you get your banner posted on petfoodalpha.com.
Tabasco Cheez-Its.
Thanks for voting for me.
Yay!
Yay!
How many people do you owe money now? I'm just kidding. Okay.
She doesn't owe anybody any money. You can talk to me after the show.
Yeah.
All right.
Gotcha.
Also, this is episode 98. That's pretty cool.
Yay.
Episode 100 is 2 weeks away. Crap.
Wow.
4 weeks after that is episode 104, which is our 2 year episode.
Yeah. Dude, that's insane. Wow. That's absolutely insane.
It is. For those
two
of you...
years, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah.
Time flies when you're having fun, you know? What are you going to do?
Right.
Word.
So basically, for those of you who listened to the first one, you know, our 1 year show, at the end we had, it was a pretty decent sized clip of basically listeners' favorite moments.
Yeah.
Man, we should put that in this one, the old one, so people can listen to it again. Because I almost died laughing listening to it.
We could do that. Maybe for 100 almost... or something, we'll toss that in there. We could do
that. I was crying.
But yeah, it was really popular the first time around, so we're going to do it again.
Yeah, with different clips.
Different clips. You know, it's going to be... Do we want to do it just from the second year? Do we want to do it from, like, forever? What do you think?
Well, I don't know, though, because, like, I think we might have missed a couple of shining moments from the first year. But hey,
let's do it forever, but you know,
let's see what people vote, and we'll go from there.
Preferably second.
If someone votes something that we didn't put in the first clip, then maybe we should revisit that and look at it.
So we'll have a forum thread under PFA General. You know, it's going to be just how it was before. Favorite PFA moment, try and list the episode, and preferably the time if you can, so to save me some time trying to find it.
Right. Then, that wasn't in the first clip of the best of... You know, like the whole I like to move it thing, that was in the first one. So,
Babies in Drawers was in the first
it
one.
Won't, yeah, it won't be in the second best of. So think of something that wasn't in the first clip.
If it was something really, really good, we could toss it in there again, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Depends on what it is.
How many people...
Leg out?
What? Did you just hit mute by accident, Jin?
Jin.
Hello. What if she's like DCing? What is, hello?
Yo, I stay hitting the mute button on accident. Damn.
Yeah.
I tried to told you.
Man, that was like as smooth as lotion with sand in it.
Nice.
So smooth.
Ah.
Smooth.
That just sounds uncomfortable.
Smooth.
It's wow. Just sound chafed. Okay, so yeah, we're going to put up a forum thread, and we want you to put your favorite or most funny or most culturally relevant clip.
Culturally relevant. Wow.
We'll look at maybe putting that into the next best of clip for our 104 episode, 2 years. I can't believe it's been 2 years since we were doing this. On top of that, I can't believe that I started playing this game almost 5 years ago now.
I know.
Like, seriously?
Over 5 years.
My daughter was just born when I started playing this game. She's about to go into kindergarten now.
Wow.
So, yeah, that should give you a time frame. That's, like, insane.
Well, 5 years is pretty much a time frame, but if you want to go into, like, that, whatever... I mean, I kind of know how long 5 years is, but...
Yeah, I know. It's a long time.
If you want to dumb it down for us simple folk, that's just...
Yeah,
what
I'd appreciate
it
if you could do that for me. Is not smart.
Instead, maybe I should break out my calculator and see how much I've spent on Final Fantasy XI since I started playing.
Or you could just get your hit
or just go to playtime, yeah. I was going to say. It's like, you don't really need to...
Playtime is depressing.
Yeah, it is.
Dude, mine's so depressing.
I hate looking at it.
Yeah, I know. I could be like a PhD in almost any field right now if I had just invested my time in education. But anyways, so we're looking forward to seeing what you guys have to say about your funniest... It'll be a trip down memory lane, and I'm sure people will cry and tear up and all that good stuff.
Well, it's
laughing.
Hard for us to remember, too, so, like, people will post and be like, oh, yeah!
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, we've, you know, 104 episodes, like, someone's like, hey, remember the one episode you talked about, blah, and no. Like, I don't, like, that was forever ago.
Yeah, you'll have to help us out by putting in the episode number and maybe even where in the episode we were talking about it. Yeah, because then we'll go back and we'll be like,
yeah, but
Fusion,
you,
Yeah, but you don't have to have that to post because someone else just might know off the top of their head.
Yeah, right. That's true. That's true. Yeah.
Help each other out in there. But looking forward to seeing you know what you guys pick. Last year's was really really cool. It was a lot of fun to put together. So
it's a lot of fun to listen to.
Yeah.
All right. Our next section will be in game. Mm-hmm. So as always, we will start with our guest. Caitlin, what have you been doing in-game? I haven't really been seeing you a whole lot lately.
No, well, I just had my last exam this morning at 9, so I'm now able to play Final Fantasy again.
All right.
So.
Congratulations.
Yay!
Thanks. But in between, I've just been doing a lot of crafting, and I think yesterday I got cloth craft to 50, so.
Ooh!
Nice.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
How much have you spent on it, do you think, thus far?
I don't want to know.
That's the right answer.
I've run out of gil, so I've stopped leveling it. I now have 1,200 gil left.
Ooh.
So
is there anything really significant that you can make at that level, or money making items?
At 50, I think velvet cloth is something I could do, but I need money to start it. So. I don't know. What? Sometimes when I'm running out of money, I just do some teleports until I have some to get me started. Oh, so man.
Telehoring makes me feel so dirty.
I know, but it works. It works.
But it works out because you're white mage, so you can just cast
it's
protect.
It's just all like, I just always just cast deodorize. I always feel like I'm stooping to such a low level that I have to teleport for money.
You're making me feel bad.
I'm sorry. I don't have to worry about money right now, so
yeah.
You don't have to worry about money. My name's Jake. I'm an elven, and
so I've just been crafting, and I've actually found out that now I can start doing guild points. But I'm extremely confused about guild points and how they work.
I know about guild points.
Please explain.
Word,
take it away, Steak.
What questions do you have about guild points?
I understand that you can look up what you can turn in for what rank I guess you are.
Right.
So you can kind of check on what you're allowed to turn in, but I don't understand, is there like a limit or?
There is a limit. Yeah. There's a point limit. Like it goes by points. Like each item that whatever item the featured item is will give you a certain amount of points, and then there's a limit on points that you can get from that item every week or whatever it is. I think it's a week.
And
you can
changes.
Either it changes every week. So
every JP midnight it changes.
JP so it's every day? Oh, it's been so long.
Every real life day, but
every real life day. So it's almost it's a few weeks or something like, I don't know. Anyways, it's a period of time. Anyways, so you can either buy the item from NPCs.
Wait. Has anyone just got the idea that Steak really has no idea what guild points are?
I'm starting to wonder.
I'm sorry.
Let me break it down easy. You go to your guild and you talk to one of the guys there. It's different for each guild. And he'll tell you, okay, bring me this item. So you either craft it or buy it, depending on, what you want to do. And I think it should be on the wiki. If not, I think it's on FFXIAH. And it'll break down what it is if you don't want to run out there first. So you can check and see if there's any on the auction house, etc. And I believe on FFXIAH, it'll tell you how many you can turn in. For max points, because each day it's going to max you out at points.
Right.
So, like when I do fishing, it'll say, okay, moat carp, you need like 16 stacks. That's exaggerating, but it's a lot. But you only get like 1,000 points. So I'm like, okay, that's not worth it. I'm not even going to bother today. But then the next day, it'd be like, okay, for, whatever, for like 5,000 points. And I'm like, word, let me go fish them up.
And so, also, if you HQ an item, of course, this doesn't necessarily go for fishing, but if you HQ an item, that's worth more points.
Okay. If you've hit your limit, will the NPC not accept your item, or will they take it anyway?
Right. They won't accept it.
In the initial trade. Like, if you trade too much on the first trade,
Then they'll take it. But afterwards,
they won't accept it. If you, like, one at a time,
baby
they'll
steps.
Just keep going. Yeah.
Okay.
And then, you know, you spend it on whatever. Whatever it is for Clothcraft, I think it's like glasses.
Yeah, they glasses. Get glasses and a apron.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm hoping to get the glasses soon because I guess I'm allowed to buy them now, but I mean, yeah. I don't have any points, so.
You need like 70,000, I think, right? Or 60,000 or 70,000, something like that.
Points. Something ridiculous.
I have my sunglasses for goldsmithing.
And those are pretty awesome.
I think that's the most expensive item that I've ever bought in the game. If you look at all the things that I had to buy to get, you know, to get the items to make certain things for the guild and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Added up, but it's such a cool piece. It's sunglasses.
Yeah. I was also concerned about whether or not I had to actually craft it myself or... Because I was worried that, like, if you bought it and they'd be like, oh, you're cheating and then kick you out or something. I don't know.
No, it's just like when you take your guild test, you can buy that item.
Yeah.
I have to craft it.
Yeah. You know, there's back at FanFest, they were talking about, like, signs for the guilds. Like, are those out now?
Oh, yeah. I have a friend that just got their cooking sign.
How many guild points are those, you know?
It's 200,000.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. That's twice.
I'm a sucker for furniture, but to level a craft and get that many guild points, I don't know.
He's got a moglification. It's not even moghansman. It gave him moglification.
What? Moglification.
So do you get a moglification and a moghansman?
I don't know. Let me ask him.
Oh, nice.
This just in.
I know at FanFest they talked about it would decrease the rate at which items are lost and synthesis breaks, if I remember that right.
That's extremely helpful.
It would be nice to have that on top of a Mog Enhancement, because Mog Enhancements are so stupid. You gotta have your furniture. They're nice to have, but in order to get the one you want, it's such a pain to set up because you can't have so much of a certain element in your mog house. That's
because your mog house looks like a garage sale.
Dude, my mog house stuff in is amazing.
He said the mog enhancement turns into moglification.
Yeah, the wiki says it's mog enhancement moglification, and then whatever the craft is.
So it overrides everything.
Yeah,
which is nice.
Well, no, because he had to He had to ditch some furniture to keep the moglification.
We need some way to choose our mog enhancements.
Yeah, but his mog house is just like the same piece of furniture over and over.
Some people actually want to decorate their mog house and not just have like 20 cupboards, okay?
Right, or like 30
500 beds.
Yeah.
Dude, the best was them snowmen. They were like free. How much storage are on those? Like 6 or something? 7?
A decent amount.
Yeah, I'm like, woo, free, like, 8 spaces.
Yeah, dude. I pimp out my freaking storage. I don't care about the stuff in my mog house, really. And I have to have the mog enhancement experience.
You guys should do, like, a pimp my mog house on Bahamut.
Lol.
I don't know who's going to farm the gill, but whatever.
I'd win.
Mog enhancement experience... Yeah. Is awesome because it makes it so that when you die, you don't lose as much experience points.
Yeah, I have mock handsome experience too.
You know, I found a better way to get around that though, to not lose
don't
as
die.
Many. Yeah, don't die.
Word.
Yeah, well, you know what?
You beat
Sometimes
me to my own
not...
joke. That's pretty bad.
Not possible.
Yeah, it was pretty.
I know
ridiculous.
You know what?
Yeah, I know. I know you know that's like damn near impossible, especially in game.
Anyways, Caitlin, what else you been doing? Crafting?
Just crafting. I was leveling Black Mage for a little while, but then I got bored of it, so I just stopped
crafting,
and did crafting.
And then, like, pretending to, like, lag out so that Steak almost gets killed by
No,
a
I didn't pretend.
Marvel.
I didn't pretend.
Me and Caitlin were trying
she
to
pretended.
Do
She pretended. She told me. She was like,
We were trying to do the Royal Puppet Master quest in the Ottergon series, and one of the parts of that it requires you to go out and kill those Marlboro mobs. And so we go out there, and like we're all set, and then I pull one, and we go back to this camp, and I'm fighting, and I see Caitlin starting a DC. and it takes her forever to DC, and I'm like all by myself, and she's like, she's my healer, so like I'm whacking at it, and it's taking me forever, and it's getting me down, and she eventually disappears, and then comes back, and she's like, okay, I'm good. So I pull another one, and then I pull it back to the camp, and I'm starting to hit it again, and she DCs again. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, yeah. after the third one of those, I'm like, let's try this again some other time. Because wow. I'm going to mess around out here and get killed by one of these things.
Yep. But, yeah. That's what happens when you live with six guys.
Yeah.
All downloading.
Prawn.
Uh-huh. We never said they were. They could be downloading.
You didn't even have to say it, man. Everyone knew it.
They could be downloading like educational videos on how to save the environment.
Educational PBS videos.
Yeah, there you go.
So that's what you call education.
Environmental.
Not gonna get into that. Okay.
Anyways,
Yeah. Right. So that's really it for me.
Sweet. Who wants to go next?
I'll go next.
Go.
This weekend, I hung out at Taken's house, which is pretty cool. We had Mr. Coffee and Durendal hanging out there. Nice. So we got to land it up a little bit. I got a chance to upgrade my computer. Ty had some spare parts laying around. So I can run Final Fantasy XI now with full shadows. Not nice. Just like the little black circles under people. I'm talking full shadows, like in campaign, at the auction house, whatever.
And do you like it?
It's fantastic.
Nice.
Shout out to Ty for hooking me up. Gracias, buddy.
I love how he just has stuff laying
Yeah,
around.
It's sickening. Got to do that. Got my dancer up to 71.
Nice.
Which is
pretty cool. I got to wear my juicer, lol. hate that stupid hat. It's nice, though. I can't say that the stats on it are bad.
That's true.
Yeah, did that. We did a Proto Omega run. We actually saw a homebound body drop, finally. That's the first one we've gotten for the shell. Our thief is 5 for 5 on homebound now. So that's pretty cool.
Homebound is nice.
Homebound is very, very nice. Also been doing some salvage this week, which is pretty cool.
Oh, wait a minute. All right, here you go, Fusion. I come home, was it last week? Like?
Oh, no, I think I know what Stakes is going to say.
And I log in, and Oshi comes to me, and he's like, hey, what the hell, man? You're late. I'm like, what? He's like, you're late. I'm late for what?
He said, because you didn't tell him about Nizel Isle that you didn't show up to.
We're going
to
all do a Nizel Isle together. I'm like, really? That's amazing. When was I supposed to know about this? So thanks for the heads up.
It was a busy week. I got distracted a lot.
Yeah, and Fusion didn't show up at all and didn't leave many messages with anybody. We're standing there like idiots.
Sorry, I had that nice little... So I apologize to Oshi for, not...
He'll get over it. He'll be okay.
Along.
We hope.
Well, I don't think he was ever really okay, but that's beside the point.
It's your fault. Anyways, continue.
So yeah, it was pretty cool. We were actually going out to a grocery store. It was pretty late. It was like probably 11 or something. And on the way over there, State calls me up. He's like, dude, you're not going to believe this. Dude, go tell what happened, dude. This is nuts.
Okay, this is what happened. And I called Fusion X forthwith. As soon as this happened, I was like, dude. All right, so I was waiting for my beast buddy, because he was getting some dinner or whatever. So
you're waiting to whip it out with him?
Yeah. And I saw this paladin who was wearing home mom gear. And he was wearing, he had an Aegis. And he had, it's really awesome gear. So I checked him, and he was running away from me. So I started following him so that I could look at all of his armor, because the box disappears if
right.
you don't, So anyways,
right.
I followed him. This was Lower Juno. I followed him all the way up to where the steps are, where you go to the Mog houses, and he stops. And I stopped chasing after him. And, he turned around, and I looked the other way to make it look like I wasn't following him. Because that's, creepy weird. But anyways, he turns to me and he says, hi, or he says, hello. And then I go, hi, and he hits trade. And I thought he did it by accident, like he was going to check me or something, but I hit trade. And he says, here's a gift that's worth about $1.5 million. And I was like, what? So he trades me like 88 pieces, 88
Ordell Bronze pieces.
Sandorian, Ordell Bronze pieces. Just a whole bunch of Dynamis currency.
He gave you a Windrus 100 piece.
He gave me a Tukunuku Luku Naku. Whatever the heck that thing
is. Gay chill.
Steak has never been in Dynamis.
I have never been in
Dynamis. He had no idea what the stuff was.
I had no idea what... I knew it was Dynamis currency. I didn't know that. I didn't know what it was worth, though, so I called Fusion up. I'm like, dude, this dude gave me this, and this. What is this stuff
he
worth?
He starts saying, Lungo, not... I'm just like, dude, are you serious?
Yeah.
I was in the car with Ty, Dur, and Coffee, and they're all like, what? I had Steak on speakerphone. They're just like, oh, my God.
The dude, like, trades me this stuff. He says, good luck, and then he just walks away. I'm like,
Wow.
That's crazy.
And how
much did you end up selling all that for?
$2 million.
Oh, my God.
You're really lucky.
You know, Steak, I heard Caitlin needs some money for cloth craft.
Yeah, I hear that too.
Yeah, I know.
And I hear that you need a Hagen, and I hear that
Squig needs 2 HQ stabs.
Yeah, you know, I'm hearing a lot of things these days. But yeah, I sold it all very quickly. It sold very, very quickly. I was like, this is gonna take me forever to sell because this is a lot of junk, you know.
Right.
But it's not junk. It sold like hotcakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I bought myself a Crow Jupon set, and I bought my Beast Buddy a Crow set as well. I'm just like, here, take it.
Well. Oh,
and he's like, dude, are you serious? I'm like, yeah. So, because that set is amazing for Beastmaster. And, you know. So, yeah.
Wow.
So basically, we hate you.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it's gonna roll.
So
yeah.
Awesome, good for you, man.
Dude, you know what? I'm sure that it's gonna go, and it's just gonna be gone.
No. You know what you need to do?
I bought some tacos.
It's like I bought some tacos and some sushi.
Steak, give me some of that gill, and I will pimp your mock house.
Yeah, right.
I'll get you like a mannequin.
Don't do it.
I'll get you like.
So you're an interior
beds.
Decorator now?
I could be.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
For the right price, I could be anything.
Like Vanadil interior.
That's messed up, man. That's so messed up.
I was thinking about picking up a mannequin, but I just don't. It's too expensive for what it is. It's just I don't know. I'm sure this money is going to be
gone. It's one of those things where you buy it just because you can.
All the money that I've ever had in the game just goes, and you don't really know where it goes. It just goes.
Yeah.
You know, it just sinks into the game. Where it was in the beginning.
Returns to the earth.
SE takes one gil from every player every day, and no one notices.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. No one notices.
We'll fix the economy.
You know what they should do? Speaking of the economy, they should create a bank of Vanadil located in Juno or something, where like you can put your money. Yeah, or
goes
or
to
wherever.
Juno.
What's Juno?
Alzabi or wherever. Where you can put your money in there and you can buy stuff from like merchants and AH from like your bank account.
Yeah, put it in Alzabi. Like, that way the NPC can get kidnapped and you lose all the gil.
That sounds like an awesome idea.
We'll just
no.
bust right
but
in
we,
there like,
no,
nom,
we put
nom,
that in
nom,
there,
I'm going to eat your gil.
But only the RMT use it. We'll make the RMT guys think like, oh hey, this is gonna be a great way. Like we'll put something like you can get like, you know, wow, brain fart, major.
Wow,
I don't even know where you were going.
I don't know either.
He's like, yeah, they put it in the.
Where was that train of thought going?
And the interest. That's what it was. You build interest in it, so all the RMTs put their money into the bank to earn interest, and then like the NPC gets like eaten by like Medusa, and it's all gone.
But that's the whole point of it. Like, you could earn interest, but that gives Square a way to sort of like monitor all the cash.
They can monitor it all. Come on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they could be like, wow, this person just made a $10 million deposit. Let's keep an eye on these guys. You know? Yeah, it's just a thought.
Anyway.
Probably doing that anyway.
Anyway. Yeah. So, anyways, what else have you been doing in game, Fusion?
I got my Ninja 37.
Ooh, finally.
Wow. I never, ever, 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 ever have to touch that stupid job again.
Dude, that
job is very jealous.
I hate that job.
That job is awesome.
Pre-37 is horrible because you don't have boots to semi-knee.
It sucks all the way up to like 40.
Yeah.
Or whatever you get Hojo.
Yeah. So I got, I got that to 37. I sold my Scorpion Harness because I have my O hat on my Dancer now and I don't need, I'm hitting fine with just the hat and sushi. So I'm not worrying about the stuff from the Scorpion Harness. So I sold that and bought me with the money from that. So, from here on out, assuming I can, actually get parties on my Dancer, I'll probably be 75 in a couple weeks.
Aren't Scorpion Harnesses like 100K now?
They're like 220.
They're like 200K, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What? Oh, funny. Man, what?
That's just funny, man. I remember when they were like 2 mil.
Yeah.
That's like double. That's like... It's like times 10. That's
like Weskits now. They're like freaking cheap as heck. And I bought mine for 6 mil when they were really, really expensive. Yeah.
6 mil.
Yep.
I remember when the Vermilion Cloak was 20 million.
What?
Swear to God.
I remember that.
I remember that too.
Looking on the auction house, because I was like, that'd be cool to have a Vermilion Cloak for my paladin just for when I'm like PLN.
And you're
or
like, I wonder how much it is. And you're like, 20. It's not that nice.
That's fine.
That's a lot of gills. Yeah.
Gilsies?
I mean, that's like Kraken Club status, dude.
Hey, Kraken Club was probably like 300 mil.
Yeah.
Probably.
Unattainable at that point, yeah. Like, there's not
even... Yeah, all the guild sellers had it, because it was still dropping.
Back then, you could just get it from...
Labyrinth of Onzozo.
Yeah.
There was somebody out in Rollinberry Field down Bahamut selling Kraken Club the other night. I was like, ooh.
How much? 35 mil, I bet.
50 mil.
50 mil?
Yeah.
No.
That's a rip. They're like 40. They're worth like 40 now, max. Less, like 30.
Yeah, I've seen an average of 32 to 35 mil on those.
I think that might have been the first one I ever actually saw, like, in-game.
Yeah. If I get one, I'm selling it for 30.
You've never even got to, like, play with one steak?
No, dude.
I haven't.
Oh, man. You haven't?
I haven't either.
Oh, have man. You?
Yeah, man. That
obviously she has the way she's going on about it.
Club
I've got a few friends with them.
You should borrow one of them and then move to Bahamut.
Yeah, just because that's the kind of person I am. I'm like, let me see that K Club.
Obviously kidding.
Down, dude.
I know.
I wouldn't mind being able to play with one on Warrior, but...
I'm surprised you guys don't know anyone with a K Club?
No.
I do, but he's never on anymore, so...
The guy that gave me all that Dynamis currency might have had one.
I had two friends that bought one together maybe like a year and a half ago. And my Red Mage was like 60. I think I had Corsair at 75. And they had just bought it, so there's like three of us standing around with them. And I got to try it then, and then I have a friend who has a 75 Dark Knight, and I got to play with his too. They're pretty fun.
Well, I wouldn't know. Too rich for my blood.
Kraken Darks are sick, though.
Even if I'm in, like, a totally different tax bracket right now, I'm still, like, not even close. Like, not even in the realm of thinking about buying a Kraken Club.
I've yet to even hear of anyone seeing one drop from that BC.
It's got to drop, because they're out there.
Well, yeah,
they could be left over from Lord of Onzozo.
I know of one person who got it from the BC, and he immediately went out and leveled Dark Knight to 75 just so he could have a Kraken Dark. So
that's the way to do it.
He's in my link shell. So,
I think it's like, isn't it like a 5% drop rate?
Mm-mm.
It's probably worse.
It's like 2 or something, I think.
Is it?
Like .0000001.
No, it's supposed to be the same drop rate as whatever it was on LOL.
Really?
Which was horrible. Well, yeah, you know, yeah. It wasn't like good. But I actually had a friend. It was like a week before they changed the update, and he was using a bunch of our friends, you know, accounts like in the middle of the night to camp it. And so one day he logs on, Kraken Club, I got it. And we're like, yay, congratulations. Next day, him and everyone's account he was on got banned.
Whoa.
Like suspended. Whoa. So we're like, okay, so you got a Kraken Club, but now everyone's suspended. All right. Good job. So then he just quit after that.
We should continue with our in-game, because we can go on about Kraken Clubs all night.
Yeah.
What else have you been doing, Fuse?
That's it, man.
All right. Squigglicious, what have you been doing in-game?
Hasn't been all that. I mean, the week's been okay, but the end of the week kind of sucked. I got my Red Mage to 69. I probably could have taken it a little further, but just the leveling grind on Red Mage is a pain, and I hate the Mire. I hated the Mire before I went in through Red Mage, but now that I'm here with Red Mage, I don't have as much MP, and I don't have my Cure 5 spells, and I don't have, you know, as much negative immunity gear. I can't stand the Mire.
Yeah, don't even... At least you can cure your silence. I'm stuck with amnesia, and I can't do jack about it.
You'll get these stupid idiots who think that being a ninja tank means shadows only, and not, you know, not spamming tools or anything.
Yeah.
And so it'll take like maybe one cure two to get hate. Yeah. And then, you know, you're trying to dodge it. You can't sleep it. You can't bind it. I'm talking about imps. So my second party yesterday did pretty well. We got about 30k XP, but I've gotten in some crappy parties before that, and I'm like, should I go from 69 to 75 in a campaign? And I'm like, no. You look up, you know, you level, you're like, yay, I leveled, and you look up, you're like, oh, what, 30k to next level? Oh, yay.
You're like, yay, oh, God.
So I'm leveling Red Mage for me, because I think it'll be fun, but actually leveling in an XP party sucks.
I think Red Mage would be really great to have, like, a leveled character as.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can solo a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
And I want to play around with it. But, like I said, it's just a pain to level. I mean, it's not like you can't get parties. It's just that the people you get in parties with are stupid. But anyways.
You get that whole everybody's stupid but me disease when you play Red Mage, apparently.
You do.
But
it's like you're naive and bitter, and you're like, I'm done.
Once you get the hat, it's all downhill from there, guys. I'm telling you.
I messed around with Monk a little bit on my main, and that's only because I really need conquest points. Like, seriously, because I got rank 8 for Windurst a while ago, but I got rank 8 to get Master Caster's bracelets, but I'm like 30k conquest points short, and I have almost nothing that I can. It's like 40k or 48k or something like that. It's crazy, but it's worth it. But the problem is nobody levels in the old areas anymore. So what I'm just gonna go ahead, what I'm gonna go ahead and do is just, you know, random level random jobs like from 1 to 37 and just collect on those conquest points. So I was playing around with Monk.
One of those signet staffs and just go to town, man.
Yeah, I was playing around with my Monk a little bit. I would probably level my Beastmaster, except I have a piece of armor that a buddy of mine borrowed, and then she hasn't been on in a really, really long time. So I'm like, ugh.
That's so nice of her.
Yeah, I know. It's my noble ribbon.
Oh.
The ribbon that adds charisma.
Mm-hmm. I could let you,
because I'm level 20. Yeah, I'm level 20, so I mean, I don't need that much. It'd be nice to have a monster signa, but I don't see that happening in the future. But
monster signas are cheap compared to what they used to be.
Yep.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, you know, big money steak. Maybe he can buy me one.
There you go.
If you level your Beastmaster, I will be. I'll be like your personal. I'll like finance you. You get Beastmaster to 40, and I'll, like, I'll throw in.
You'll throw in 5K. It's like, what is this?
No, dude, I'll
like, my food now.
I'll gear you out, man.
He's like, here's a courier carry. And
yeah.
Here's some jelly.
Here's another courier carry.
Here's some fish oil broth. Have fun.
don't knock the fish oil broth, dude. Courier carry.
No, he gave me steak would only give me like one.
I'm a very
like, okay, so what am I supposed to do with one?
I'm a very giving person. I will have you know. I'm a very giving person, and I take pride in being able to give when I can.
I'm sorry, Steak. You give me two.
Well,
we're just teasing.
Yeah, I have considered taking out my beast again just so I can grab...
Do it.
I mean, I can level wherever I want on Beastmaster, so...
You to level Beastmaster to 50 and sing the song that I'm singing, because none of you guys are on my level.
But,
It brings back the excitement. It brings back the excitement of this game, and there's so many lulls involved with leveling Beastmaster.
We did Apollyon Northwest.
I love how you just ignored me right there. That was
pro. Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
We did Apollyon Northwest, and Kaiser Behemoth decided to be a idiot because. So we were nuking him, and we got him down to about 10%. And if any of you have ever done it with Black Mages only, basically you'll nuke him, and then you'll kite him around this big circle. But he'll run slow enough to where you can get to this point and then nuke him again. So we're in the middle of our nukes, and our nukes go off. And then he does his AoE stun move. So nobody can move and kite him. Then he casts Meteor. And, like,
ooh.
Of the people who were standing, I think, probably 4 of us 5 died.
Wow.
But so the guy who was left standing with like 30 HP just started running, and I had re-raise on, so I got up, and I think another guy had re-raise on, so by the time he came back around, we went ahead and we elemental sealed it, and ended up killing him. I'm like, Kaiser Behemoth, you hacks. So I mean, we got through the round with no problem, but we had some crazy stupid stuff drop. I mean, it's 4 black mages and a bard, and we had like 2 ninja pieces, like a samurai piece, a ranger piece, or, you know, it was stupid stuff drop for us. And so and then let's see, we did a Dynamis Valcrum and a Dynamis Bocidine, and but really, the disappointing thing that happened this week, today, we just found out that my Link Show leader is retiring his character. So he's getting everything ready for when he leaves sometime in mid-May. And he's
writing up his like last will and testament. And...
Yeah, kind of. He's already got somebody to... I mean, he has people groomed to take over, you know, Limbus and Dynamis, and we have our main sacks that are going to probably go more into leadership position. So, I mean, it's not like the last time we had a Link Shell leader who left. He just kind of left us in a lurch. But, you know, this guy's really, he really did do a lot for the Link Shell. If you want to read more about it, I wrote a huge thing in my blog about it. So it was like my tribute to Sobeus. So, Sobe, good luck in what you decide to do in real life. And we're behind you 100%.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road.
Oh, way to ruin it. Yeah, I know, right? Thanks, Steak.
Steak's cheesy factor sentimental music that you played
during those things. I was looking for tears, not laughs. Okay. I got laughs.
You're in the wrong place,
sir. You ruined my moment, Steak. Thanks.
I didn't mean to ruin. I'm sorry. Smooth. I'll buy you a Nopal's ribbon. How about that?
I'll take that.
I'll buy a new Noble's Ribbon.
Well, see, my last Noble's Ribbon was made by Oshi, but he didn't sign it. But I knew it was made by Oshi, so it made it all special.
Oh, well, I can't make a Noble's Ribbon, so I'm just going to buy you one that was made by somebody else.
You can make like an automaton attachment.
I can. But I'd have to get like clock making or whatever.
Clock making?
What? That's what you have to make for goldsmithing. It's the guild thing that you have to get to make automaton attachments.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Clock making.
Everybody's a noob but me.
You know what, Sake? You should craft, or you should fund a craft for me.
I should what?
You should fund a craft, right?
Oh, yeah,
what's that?
I don't know.
Hagen?
I don't know what craft.
A Hagen, Hagen is not a craft.
2 mil that's would actually level.
Where do you get Hagen? Wait.
Hagen's a great katana.
And you get it in an E&M. It's from an E&M.
An E&M, okay.
2 mil. I know what a Hagen is. Would buy you a Shang's.
If it makes you feel any better, Fusion, after I got all that money, I looked to see how much a Hagen costs. So.
And then laughed and like.
Yeah, right.
Looked for other stuff.
I didn't laugh. He's said, "Damn." Hagen. I said, "Damn," and then I just kind of left. But.
Damn.
Anyways, Chin, what have you been doing in game?
Nothing much. I got my paladin to 60.
Nice.
That
was pretty cool.
Very cool.
As soon as I did, I just sold everything and stored the
freaking AF on Mithra for paladin is the hottest thing ever.
Lol.
Serious, it looks so good on Mithras.
The paladin AF?
Yeah, it looks terrible on Elvon, but it looks really good on Mithras.
It looks the same on everyone. It's just
it's different.
White.
Taru is for the win. Like adorable in paladin AF.
You don't see many of those. Very many.
I'm obviously by myself on that one.
Maybe.
Thanks.
Taru's weird in everything. Except for like white mage outfits and stuff.
Yeah, right. You can never tell. The thing I hate about Taru is like you can never tell if it's a guy or a girl.
Be careful what you say
girl.
About Taru is because there's a lot of diehard Taru fans out there.
Taru's so. Don't have kneecaps.
Oh snap! Yeah, they have.
You can tell.
Yeah, they do.
No, Taru is in full paladin AF because they got the crown, so you can see if it's got a ponytail or not. Like Squiggly's got a ponytail.
There you go.
You know she's a girl. And then there's the ones that, you know, have the low ponytail on the back. Those are boy Taru's. But she has a high ponytail. She's a girl.
And now, Taru's with Squig.
And now, Taru sexing with Squig.
Mommy, I went to school today, and Ugu Majugu, I couldn't tell if it was a guy or a girl.
So I called him it, and he kicked me out of windows.
There you go.
It was sad.
We love our Taru's to eat. Anyways,
Taru's are not food.
Taru's
taste great baked into a pie.
Taru pie.
Oh. Pet Food Alpha does not.
Ask Kelia, she knows what I'm talking about.
Anyway,
cannibalism for that matter.
Continue.
Okay.
I did a little fishing. Nothing much. I fished for like an hour and a half one day, and I caught like 85 fish, and I got 1.2 skill up.
Wow.
That's it.
Welcome to fishing.
I was like, it's like wrists, but luckily the point two got me to level 62, so that was pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah, that is good.
So after I was done with Paladin, I busted out the Dark Knight again, and I got that to 61 and like a half. But I don't know what it is, but I'm getting like these like strings of really, really crappy parties. Like two or three parties in a row was me on Paladin. I mean, me on Dark Knight, a Paladin, like some weird DD, like either a thief or a dancer.
Dancer's
you know.
Not a DD.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, don't have people send us emails about dancing DDs.
Though they can rip a puck a new butt. That was fun to do.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So moving. So then there's like three mages in all of these parties. A white mage, a summoner, and a black mage.
Okay.
I'm like, first of all, summoner, ew. Second of all, black mage, ew. Like, but like, if you're gonna have two mages at like my level, which is like 61, I'd rather it be like a red mage and a white mage. Mm-hmm. You know, one to heal and one to buff everyone.
Right.
You know,
yep.
Just keep it simple. And then that third mage should have just been another DD, like a samurai or a warrior, or, you know, anything pretty much that could do damage. Because just like the only damage would be like me and the black mage, and the black mage would die, and then we'd wait and we'd sit around.
Right.
I think like the max XP per hour I got was like 4K for like 5 minutes.
Ooh.
And then it went down to like 1.6.
Mm.
Which was good because I could just like nod out and fall asleep.
Yeah. Right.
Engage.
You don't have to worry about crappy parties with Beastmaster when you're a Beastmaster, so.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, you have to worry about no parties.
No, you don't have to worry about no parties because you can go out on your own and do whatever you want.
Yeah, and you can go and get killed by yourself.
No, you don't get killed.
Re-raise.
You still get killed, though.
Well, not really.
You can.
Why would
you
get killed?
Depending on anybody
can get killed.
Yeah, like if you mischarm or if you aggro something. But, I mean, everybody can aggro stuff.
Except for me.
Yeah, okay.
I am all powerful.
Spectral Jig does not make you all powerful.
I beg to differ.
Continue, please.
Remember how they added absorb accuracy for Dark Knight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That kind of blows. Not really.
Remember that spell everyone was pumped about? Not so much.
No, it really, like, it's like a waste of MP. Because, you know, it's a two-handed weapon. My greatsword's like 10 levels under cap, and I still hit with it fine. Eating meat, you know? It's, like, dumb to... So I don't get it. Maybe, I guess, if you could actually manage to land it on something big, like an H&M, it might work, I guess. I don't know. The only thing I've really been having trouble with Dark Knight is keeping both of the weapons capped. Like, Scythe now with Guillotine caps really quickly. Mm-hmm. Like, literally within, like, maybe 7 or 8 weapon skills.
Wow.
Which is really cool. But Greatsword, man, that thing's been, like, a steady 198 for, like, 6 levels now, I swear.
Wow.
Like, I hate you, Greatsword. Another thing, I haven't even bothered to get like any of the Dark Knight AF at all.
Why?
Yeah, because the only really good piece is like the head.
Yeah, but it's cool to have all of it to just kind of walk around and be like, ew, I'm a Dark Knight and I have all the AF.
I'll get it eventually just for the title and the claim slip.
Yeah, and then you can.
But I was actually, when I was still on Paladin, I got a party with a Dark Knight, and they were in full AF, and I was like, okay, I'm not even going to get mine now. I'm like, I'll just wait. I'm like, that just depressed me.
I mean, it is kind of cool looking, but it's just better pieces.
Well, it's just not useful at all.
Yeah.
I suppose it's situational, but it's not.
There's better pieces out there for every situation, almost.
One thing I've been loving about it, though, is I've got like 8 out of 8 Enfeebling Merits. From my red mage, obviously. Mm-hmm. So if we get, like, a link, I'm always the one that sleeps it. Like, nice. You know, all those black mages I've been partying with, like, can't even land sleep. I'm like, what are you doing? So I just disengage, like, sleep something, bind it. I'm like, you're good. Keep fighting.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I'm, like, the only DD, so I'll fight it, too.
Well.
But, I don't know.
You'll get a lot of black mages who don't understand that the concept behind elemental sleep is to help them stick stuff like, I don't know, or elemental seal is to help them stick stuff like, I don't know, sleep.
Yeah. Not for a nuke every 15 minutes.
No.
All right.
I don't know. I'm kind of glad I took a break from Scholar, though, because I've just been doing it, so it gets kind of repetitive.
Right.
Hey, just you know what I say.
Different spell every
happy.
Few levels.
Whatever makes you happy, whatever is fun, go for it. You know, because you'll find something that will make you really happy, like Beastmaster. Go.
No, I won't.
Yeah, Mr. Beastmaster, who I spied leveling blue earlier this week.
Ooh, you're going to go out on Front Street, huh? Okay.
I sent him a tell. I like, steak, WTF.
It was like, I had just...
And like, five minutes later, I get this tell back. You know what? Seriously, I need to go anon.
He had, like, probably just switched the blue mage, and Squig just said, there's, like, something's wrong. What does Steak do?
He's like, I've already had...
My Steak sense is tingling.
Tell me what...
Her Squig sense. I sense a disturbance in the force.
Yeah, Steak gives me a tell 5 minutes... Gaydex gave me a tell like 5 minutes later, dude, I need to go anon because like all these people are going, Steak, WTF.
Yeah, I know, dude. I get the grief. Like, it's weird because like as soon as I switched to Blue Mage, it wasn't like 10 seconds before Squig was like, lol, Blue Mage? ? and of course, my Blue Mage is only like level 6 at the time, so I'm like, this is embarrassing. So I had to try and explain myself. But what we were doing is we were thinking it would be kind of cool to like level Blue Mage to use as a sub job for Beastmaster and kind of play with the different spells and stuff. Because when the expansion came out, with Blue Mage, I didn't really get a chance to like learn any spells. So I was like, yeah, dude, we could like bust out Cocoon, we could bust out Healing Breeze and all this stuff, and it would be useful for as a sub job for Beastmaster. So
word.
It never really went anywhere because learning spells is really hard as a blue. So anyways, anything else, Jin?
No, that's it for me, dog.
Yeah. So I guess that takes us to our emails. First
or
email.
Or our roundtable.
Oh, hey,
yeah, we could do
roundtable. Either one, you know, whatever you want to do. We can switch it up if you want.
So sorry. No, that's all right. Let's do roundtable first. All right. This week on roundtable, we are going to discuss in depth etiquette in Final Fantasy XI. A couple of years ago, when I
wait, what? Discuss what?
Etiquette.
Etiquette.
Yeah, what's that? What is that?
In Final Fantasy.
For the lack thereof.
It's etiquette.
Yeah.
Etiquette. A couple of years ago, when I went to what was it? Yes, OhioCon. There was a panel there. There was FFXI and MMORPG etiquette. And it was pretty cool. This actually comes from Caitlin.
Yep.
Right? So what do you want to talk about as far as etiquette is concerned? Fill us in.
Just basically like the unspoken rules, things you're supposed to do, but, you know, no one ever told you, I guess.
Okay.
So there's things like, I don't know, one of the biggest things is shouting etiquette, like when to do it, when it's unnecessary. You know, one thing that really bothers me is when people have conversations and shout.
Yeah,
with like one person, like they'll shout, they'll be like, "Hey, what's going on?" And they'll have a nice little conversation, and you know, I'm trying
nothing,
to watch
just
her.
Just leveling, Blue Mage.
Yeah, exactly.
Why aren't you leveling, Beastmaster?
So that's one thing that, you know, I wish people would realize that there's other methods of communication that are, you know, they're meant for I really don't want to read about that sort of stuff, and I'd rather not blacklist people left and right just because sometimes they have useful things to say. So
as far as shout etiquette goes, never shout for a party. People, you know, if you have your flag up, people are aware of this. If they want you, they will let you know.
Exactly.
Never advertise that you're teletaxiing. You know, people will let you know. You invite them.
Yeah,
that's one big thing that I wish people would realize. Like, you can't advertise for a teleport because you either need it or you don't. It's not something that you can convince someone that, you know, they need it right now.
Right now.
Right. Yes. It's the person tells you that they need it.
Yeah, to me, they're like, "Hey, if you need a teleport, let me know." I'm like, no. I shout, and the first person to invite me gets the money. You have to work for it. I'm not just going to give you the money.
And used to back in, you know, back in the day, that used to be perfectly acceptable.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true. And actually, that's just how it worked back then.
Yeah. Like, people shouted, "Hey, I've got teleports." People, you know, said, "Okay, can you invite me?" And, you know, that white mage would take care of all the cells and invite the people and send them to wherever they needed to go, warp back to Juno and shout again.
Right.
Yeah, it's like etiquette is something that changes constantly too with, you know, the players evolve and so does the etiquette. So sometimes it's hard to keep on top of it, especially if, you know, you leave for a period of time and all of a sudden the rules are completely different. So, shouting's probably one of the biggest ones that, I don't know. That's the one that bugs me the most, probably.
Right. Well,
you know
like
what bugs me more
spam,
than
like,
shouting?
What?
You know what kills me? I don't know if it's rude or not, but people that hold full conversations and say, not even shout, I can understand, like, "Hey, I need a teleport," whatever. But people that stand, like, by the auction house and talk, I'm like, you have party chat, link shell chat, and tells, and you have to do it and say, like, keep it quiet for the shouts that are important, you know, not the stupid shouts, but, like there's no need.
You have to realize that, I mean, once in a while it's okay if you're just like, if you want to just poke fun at somebody or just joking around or something, but like, you have to realize that everybody that's around you, okay, is listening and can see that. So if I'm like trying to listen or read what my link shell is saying and what my party is saying, it's hard for me to pay attention to them because you're sitting here shouting, you know, stupid. Because
it's hard to differentiate like the bright green text from the red text.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that
it's annoying.
It can be.
It is annoying, and it can distract you from what your party is saying.
And on one side, there are chat filters.
Yes, there are.
But, you know, as far as shouting conversations, depending on the conversation, some of them can be really amusing.
And it's not like
about.
Especially the ones that end up in Whitegate.
There's some good stuff that ends up in Whitegate.
And the reason why we call it etiquette is because shouting in Juno and doing says in Juno is not against the law. It's not against the terms of service for the game.
That'd be weird.
And you're not gonna get in trouble from a GM by shouting in Juno unless you're shouting like profanity or something.
Rako said, "Ate, do you need it, Santel?"
Yeah. You're not gonna get in trouble. But
I just feel like anyone that's shouting their business or having conversations in say or shout are people that I don't want to be like associated with. Like, because think about if you were walking down Main Street and someone was shouting their business to, you know, someone down the street.
Bring out
you'd be like,
shit
who
dead.
Is this? Who is this ad wizard screaming down my street?
Yeah,
I'm like,
right,
leave
exactly.
me alone.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
I have been guilty of shouting "Pet Food Alpha" little Juno, but
well, that's
other
okay.
than that, yeah,
other yeah, than that's acceptable.
Okay. All right. So moving along, what other kinds of etiquette should we address here?
The shouting, seeking, teleporting, that kind of all goes together. Party etiquette, I think.
Words and macros.
Oh
no,
yes,
thanks.
Words and macros. Oh. Do not do that. Because, especially for white mages, I hate when they announce who they're curing. Like, I just want them to be cured. I don't care who's being cured. You know, I can look down and at everyone's health and I can see what's going on. And I don't want to see it every single time. Or the people who will throw in, like, some little fancy blurb about what avatar they're summoning and they
yeah,
tell
right.
a story about
Sandra,
it.
I summon you.
I used to have a very clever Ifrit macro.
I had one Carbuncle lend us your power of light.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Oh,
I had some cheesy
I had
macros.
One for Ifrit. It was from Family Guy where the episode where they had superpowers.
Mm-hmm.
I said, remember that one time you called me Chris Gristle and I had like a wait for and I said burn for it and it summoned Ifrit.
Oh gosh.
But I think as far as for party, the biggest rule for parties, never, ever, ever use call. If you use call in a party chat in a macro, I will come and personally kill you.
Okay, not necessarily.
Keep it for emergencies.
Call
is like if someone goes AFK and they don't come back.
Use like freaking, like, you know, like in a... Like call 20 or call, you know, 15 something. Something that's, you know, may or may not get somebody's attention, but does not freaking make their ears want to bleed out.
And it's
look,
always
if you're
nice
a ninja, if you're a ninja and your shadows are down and need someone else to provoke and you want everybody to, you want to alert people, just shoot, put in a call 20. You don't need to be like,
you don't even need a call 20.
You don't
I mean,
need to do that.
Don't,
you don't need
calls
to.
And macros in general is just annoying. And if, you know, if someone goes AFK or something, like, you know, it'll happen a couple times. We'll be getting ready for Limbus or something like that. Someone goes to grab a drink, and you know they seem to kind of disappear. You know, say that you're going to put a call in. You know, so people that are there don't need to bleed from the ears.
Text or calls in my macros.
Right.
The only macros
I
usually
call...
use is like TP, and that's what my TP is.
TP.
I'll usually use a call macro, like probably like one of the less annoying ones, like call 20 mm-hmm. in my convert macro, just to warn people, hey, my HP is about to go down, just so you don't freak out and spaz on me and think I'm dying or got aggro. Because I did have a red mage that had in their macro, oh crap, aggro, and that was their convert macro.
Yeah.
And I wanted to kill, I was white mage, I wanted to kill them.
Yeah,
that scared the crap out of me every time they did it. I'm like, what are you doing?
Another one I'll do, I'll just put, when I weapon skill, I'll just have the name of it in auto-trans.
mostly.
But you're a samurai. That's like every 3 seconds is touchy gecko.
But,
like, that's nice. I don't
care.
Here's
my reasoning for it.
If you're doing a skill chain, that's fine.
Right.
But
see,
if you're in an EXP party, why are you doing skill chains?
Okay. Any good DD knows what their weapon can skill chain with. I'll be on Sam. I'll see somebody do, you know, some weapon skill. I'll be like, oh, I can use this in skill chain. Every DD should know what skill chains with, you know, the weapons you're going to be running into mainly in your parties. That's
not at first, but eventually.
No. You don't. It's something that you should, you know, look at right off the bat, because it can do nothing but help you.
That's true.
It'll always add, you know, you'll be weapon skill in any way, and then it'll add the skill chain. Even if it's like, you know, oof, you know, fusion for like 2 damage, it's still extra damage.
Yeah.
Not to mention, it's like there was somebody in my link show. She's a 74 ranger. She's like, OMG, I didn't know Rampage Sidewinder made distortion.
Right.
Like, you're 74.
Like, it's really good to know what skill chain is what, and you know. Just tossing, you know, in party chats, you know, when you do it, it's just like, I'm doing this, someone will, you know, could see it and be like, okay, I can do this to skill chain with it, you know, because there's so many animations in this game and stuff, you know, granted there's a few that stand out, like Tachi Gecko, there's like a big purple moon that shows up over the mob and you jump into the air, that's not hard to miss, but some other stuff, you're kind of like, what was that, you know, it's really helpful, and especially in some endgame stuff, if you're setting up, you know, skill chains and magic bursting on gods and stuff, that comes in handy too, to let the mages know that you're starting stuff.
Yeah, just to clarify, when I said who skill chains, I didn't mean like not on H&M and stuff
like
that.
I understand.
I meant like, you know, who waits, like in an EXP
Nobody.
Party or a merit party. Yeah, don't wait. Just kill it, please.
Yeah.
But it's nice if, you know, if you got it, do it, you know.
Yeah, no, totally. I agree with that.
But don't do something stupid like, by the power of whatever, blah, blah, I'm going to use
Like a white mage that I was with in a party. I mentioned this episodes and episodes again. Let the darkness in my soul cure you.
By the beard of Zeus, Flatblade.
Echo, by the power of the
worst
dark
is
moon.
No, the worst out of all those always seems to be Dark Knights and Summoners. Because Summoners always have some, like, story. I swear they have, like, a whole macro palette to, like, summon Carbuncle. And they're like, control one. And it's like, yo, I'm summoning Carbuncle. And then it's like, wait one. It's like, and Carbuncle has a blue ruby. And then they have to wait. And then they hit, like, control two. Or red
and they're
ruby.
Like, never mind, he has a red ruby.
Like, and
he
glows.
Is blue.
Wait one. Like, and he will searing light your ass. And then control three.
By the time he comes out.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I'm going to make a match.
And it's like, I am so emo. Guillotine.
Slash wrist angst.
Continuing.
Ty had a slash angst macro.
Wait, one more thing. I was in a party with a white mage, right? And he had, like, a bunch of curing macros, which was whatever. You know, I was on Dark Knight. What did I care at the time? But then he, like, mistargets one. And it blew my mind because I'm like, then I start to think, who like individually targets, like, you know, you tab through and hit like me, Chinchilla, and then you hit your macro. Like, I don't, like people that do that, just as this is like kind of a little off topic, but you know, you can put like STPC and then hit like F1 through
I
five,
love my STPC.
Like,
yeah.
And like hit, and that's so much faster. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, there's no need to be. Let me tab through all of these, then hit my macro. Just hit your macro, hit the button, enter. Shazam! Cure 4!
Maybe we could do macros next week.
Yeah, maybe we could. We can have a whole, we can have a
lot
whole
of macro
show
stuff.
On macros.
Let's not go that far.
Yeah, when...
The macro.
Take it back a little. Step back just a little.
My biggest thing in parties is... You get a setup and, you know, you find a camp and nobody's there. So you're sitting there and you're killing, you know, all this stuff and you're getting nice little chains. And suddenly another party moves in and camp decides to camp right across from you and starts taking your mobs that you stole. That you know, that they're basically stealing your mobs that you, you know, worked to get to. You were first. But people don't seem to understand, you know, camping on top of other parties is rude.
There's very
few areas
where you can do that.
And it used to be very, very rude, but people don't acknowledge that anymore at all.
I think...
Put it in your CCOM.
Yeah.
Look, you know? Yeah, look at Nizel Isle on a typical weekend. Look at the freaking bird camp. There's usually like 9 or 10 parties when it, you know, it supports, you know, maybe 1, possibly 2 per tier, and that's it. And you've got like 6 or 7 parties trying to camp.
I've never had that problem with Nizel. I've seen
you mean
one party.
Colibri camps?
Yes.
I've seen one party try and camp on somebody, and that's it. Like, people, like, they'll come, and if they see that it's taken, they'll go and find another spot.
That place holds max 1 party per level.
Yeah, exactly.
If 2 parties for the whole area.
Actually, it's 3, because you can have
side.
3.
Yeah,
Mamul
you can have
2 Colibri.
You can have the bottom level, there's the middle level, and then there's a level with the Mamuls.
Well,
so
that's what I'm saying. If you, well, yeah, but, like, if you were in a really good party, you could take, you know what I mean, 1.5.
You could be, yeah,
so
you
like,
could be on the
3,
middle level from the bottom.
3 is people kind of have to hold back a little bit if their party's
I mean,
really good.
There's some areas, like Crawler's Nest and Garley or Citadel, where, you know, there's enough things in the layout of the areas is just kind of how it is, where you're going to be clumped with, you know, another party or two. And just kind of have to go and pull mobs.
But at the same time in Garlage, you know, when you have, like, somebody, like, right at the intersection, and then you have somebody at the stairs, and then you have somebody on top of the stairs, and then you have somebody behind that party,
right,
you know, toward the door, that gets a little excessive.
Right. I mean, you can usually do a couple by the stairs, you know, maybe 2 by the gate. It's just, you know, it just kind of happens. But, I mean, for some areas, just, if there's somebody there, find another spot. Don't, you know.
I have to reiterate, and I have to revisit. A point that I made before. If you level Beastmaster, you don't have to worry about any of this stuff. You are when you're leveling as a Beastmaster, you're always out in the middle of nowhere, just enjoying.
No, you're not.
Not necessarily.
Well,
here's another thing to go along with that. If you're soloing, I don't care if you're farming or you're a Beastmaster, whoever's there first, whether it's, you know, if you're farming, you know, you kind of move out if a party comes in to EXP off those mobs, right. But if you're a party and you go and there's a Beastmaster, leave the Beastmaster alone. If you're a Beastmaster and you go to solo and there's a party there, leave the party alone. Like, that's just common sense.
But it's,
you know,
the same.
You wouldn't want people stepping all over your stuff.
It's
the
same token, though, with Beastmaster. You'll see Beastmasters and parties collide a lot is in the basement of Garlar Citadel. Because Beastmasters will take the Beastmasters will take
things.
The beetles, and they'll use them for defeating the bombs, because bombs blow up and bombs can be very easy XP, and you can chain them very quickly.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
that's
you've got the XP parties that are actually XPing off of those beetles that you're charming. So,
yeah.
I mean, it can happen.
Garland Citadel is one of those exceptions, because you're in a situation where, as a Beastmaster, you're in the same realm with other parties who are taking mobs for EXP just like you are. But a lot of times when you're leveling Beastmaster, you're like all the way out in, you know, Yatunga Jungle or like Mizrao Coast, or like just like where there's nobody. You know what I mean?
Right.
And also, but by the same token, in Garlage, a couple times I've been leveling a job, and then they'll do a shout, like the Beastmasters will get a coffer key, and they'll do a shout, hey, does anybody need a coffer key for this particular item? And so I'll go, hey, I need that for my insert random job here. And then you can go ahead and disband for a little bit, and then get up with the Beastmasters, lot for the key. Get your key real quick, and then get back with your party.
There are other instances where, like, you're in the realm with the other, like, parties or whatever, but, like, for instance, in, like, Crawler's Nest, you're using, like, lizards as pets, and you're, like, fighting exo-rays. So, or not exo-rays, but, like, the whatever the mushrooms are in there. It's like, you're in the area, but you're not using the same pets, exactly.
Right.
I don't know. There's exceptions to every rule, though. You could be an ass and just take crawlers and, you know what I mean, fight whatever, but...
Yeah, back in the day when we camped in Crawler's Nest, when there was still, you could kill people, there used to be Beastmasters all the time who would try to kill you with crawlers.
And,
oh, yeah, the Chama Crawler, run it to the zone, and then let it go. And it would run all the way back.
You didn't even have to, like, run it all the way up to the zone. Just run it to the top and let it go.
Yeah. Needless to say, I didn't stay friends with this person for very long. But there was a guy. It was a fellow Black Mage. He went all the way to the basement of Crawler's Nest, linked a whole bunch of Crawlers together, and brought them up to where, you know, the level 30, 35, 36 parties were. And right into that sack room. And they just died in the middle of the sack room. And then they went on the soldier crawlers went on a rampage. In fact, I think he went far enough to get rumble crawlers too. I don't know how he survived. But, and then there's a couple times in Garlage where Garlage was famous for it. Beetles and bats. I remember one time there was two over weapons at the entrance. We're like, what are these? That was scary because somebody
like
from the basement had
flashes.
That happen. Somebody... I tainted flesh one time.
Somebody had pulled like the over weapons and the tainted fleshes from the bottom of the basement and then brought it all the way to the entrance, and they were making
like,
their way back
deuce?
To the basement.
As far as etiquette is concerned with parties, there are going to be situations where it's going to be, you know, every man for himself. But as etiquette, you know, it might be nice to just say, hey, look, I'm a Beastmaster. I'm leveling in this area. Do you guys mind if I pull these lizards? Or, you know, you guys mind if I level in this area? Just
double check what they
want to
level on.
Yeah, communicate with people is the key.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, there are going to be times where it's just like every man for himself, but just be nice about it.
Yeah.
Here's another thing. Go ahead.
I was going to say also for parties, if you're inviting people, please send them a tell before you invite them. For one thing, it's polite. For another, it makes me feel like this person actually knows what they're doing. And for another, I'm not always staring at my screen, so I'd rather hear that chime. And knowing that someone's interested rather than them trying to invite me 60 times and I'm not paying attention.
And another thing with that, too, is wait for a response. I know there's this guy that kept trying to invite me, and I would take the parties, but it really annoyed me because he'd be party, and then he'd invite me, and I wouldn't even say anything back to him. So wait for them to say yes before you invite them, because it's considered rude, and it's, you know, a lot of people, they'll see you as, you know, they'll see it as you don't know what you're doing.
Right, exactly. All you see is the BLM, and you're not paying attention to me, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And for leaving a party, try to give your leader some notice. Like, tell them that you're going to have to leave at some amount of time. Usually I give, like, at least 20 minutes. And, like, even if you can't find a replacement, you at least let them know that, you know, you're going to be leaving. Yeah. So.
Because if you're something rare, like a red mage or a bard or something like that, it's not always possible to find a replacement.
Yeah. I have a hard time replacing myself as a bard, and, you know, the leader really appreciates it, knowing that at least, you know, we can party for this much longer, and if we don't find something, then we don't find something.
Yeah, right, exactly. Again, you know, I never have problems replacing myself as a Beastmaster. Once again, coming back, it's like, you know, like karma, just comes back around and around.
This is something that I don't see it happen as much anymore. But I don't know if it's still happening or not. Things that used to irk me is I would be in a party on Black Mage or I would be on a party on White Mage. And suddenly, out of nowhere, I mean, never mind that your name shows up blue when you're in a party. You'll have somebody ask you for a D2 or a teleport. You're in the middle of a party getting XP. It's like, what? So you want me to disband from my party, D2 your ass, and get back in my party?
Yeah, I don't think
what
so.
What if we're in the middle of like a chain 4 or something and we're about to get a chain 5? Screw you. There are warp cudgels, there are scrolls of instant warp, and if I'm not on, most of the time if I'm not on Black Mage, because on White Mage I'll sub Summoner, and then on Red Mage I'll sub White Mage. You know, a lot of times I'll only have, you know, warp on Black Mage. If I'm not on Black Mage, I usually keep a scroll of instant warp or a warp cudgel. Or, you know, if I forget those items and I end up in the bird camp at the Colibri camp, you know, I either have sneak or I'm just not afraid to die.
Yeah, right.
That's my own fault. I'm not going to start bugging people. Oh, where's the black mage who can detune me? Or where's the teleport?
My advice is to get yourself some of those Chocobo Stables collars.
Yeah, that'll work.
Until you use them all up, and you got to wait for another event to get new ones.
They have 10 charges each, and they'll take you to one of the nation of your choice. And then from there, you can hit the airship or whatever you got to do.
Warp cudgels are cheap enough.
And if you can make warp cudgels, you can make some mad money going to the Nizel Isle staging point and going out to the middle of the bird camps and selling warp cudgels there, because guaranteed you will make a whole bunch of sales. Guaranteed. Because there have been a couple of times where I've forgotten warp on my warrior and been, oh crap, and then had like one oil, this is before sneak tools, and had like one oil to get me from that point all the way through Halvong, all the way through Mount Zalium to the staging point, and yeah, that didn't work out too well.
Alright, we should move on. Is there any more etiquette issues you wanted to address?
There's just one more major one. Like if you're in a party or if you're dealing with someone who doesn't speak English, you have to use auto translate. Just repeating yourself over and over in capital letters does not help anything.
Exactly.
So, you know, you have a tool to talk to them, and it's not perfect and it's not always going to be the exact thing you want to say, but you know, you have to use it, or else you're not going to be able to talk to them.
That's one of the unique features in Final Fantasy. You won't find auto-trans in any other MMO out there.
Exactly.
And it's something that I think really helps.
It is your friend. Believe us.
You know, they're global servers. You know, you can play with somebody in Japan. You know, you can play with someone like
Germany, France, Mexico, anywhere around the world.
Right. Yeah.
Spain.
I've just been in so many parties where we've had at least one member who is Japanese and then everyone else speaks English, and someone will get extremely frustrated because this person will only speak Japanese and they, you know, both of them refuse to use auto translate.
Yeah.
And it's just so frustrating because they're getting angry at each other because, you know, they don't know how to communicate, and you know, auto translate's really easy to use. So
the one guy's going at the same, yo, homie, what's your TNL? And the Japanese dude's going, huh?
Yeah.
But at the same time, when you approach that Japanese dude with, you know, an auto translate function, he'll immediately understand it. A lot of times you'll get him to start using the auto translate to speak.
Exactly.
There is, believe it or not, there is an auto translate function that says, please use the auto translate function.
Yep.
So if you say please and then hit tab, one of those options are please use the auto translate function.
Yes.
And there are other phrases in there that you can use to make it easier for yourself, like do you speak English, or I can understand a little, or please use simple words, or give me some time to put together my
thanks.
And I mean, also, you're gonna will probably end up in that situation eventually, where you will be in an all Japanese party or a party of people who don't speak English.
It's gonna happen.
But you're gonna be the one that's gonna see those squiggly lines on your screen and go, "WTF?" So
yeah, learn to use it.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
So that's.
We will continue this in our forums. We'll continue. I'm sure there's plenty of input that you guys have. So we'll continue this in a forum thread. Let us know what you guys think you would like to add to the etiquette roundtable. And maybe we'll discuss some of that later. We could seriously do a whole show on etiquette.
The unwritten rules of Final Fantasy XI.
Yeah, exactly. Like, obviously, the game was written by Japanese people. There's a lot of unwritten stuff in here. You know what I mean? So
it's a huge topic.
It is.
Yeah. And don't forget, there is a Johnny McNoob on this very subject, too, in fact.
There is.
Go dust it off.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yes.
There it is. Okay, Johnny McNoob, etiquette. It was very well written, Squig.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to emails, because, whoa, look at what time it is.
Yeah.
Anyways, yes, our first email comes from Edwith from the Bahamut server.
It's actually not an email. He sent in an MP3.
Yeah, so let's go ahead. Here it is.
Hi, PFA. It's Edwith. So I have a question for you all. I just learned that Thief has a type of dispel with Aura Steel. And I just want to know, what is the quirkiest / most out-of-place job ability that you could think of? Because Thief getting dispel seems pretty quirky and out-of-place to me. So I'm just curious what you think is the most out-of-place job ability in the game is.
That's the email. The email voicemail?
Sure.
Question mark? Anyways. Thief has the ability to dispel, but it's not a job ability. It's actually
a job trait.
So what other kind of types of job traits or job abilities or spells or whatever out there are kind of random?
Blade Bash. Quirky.
Blade Bash?
For Samurai, it's one of the things you can merit. It's got a chance to stun, and it can also cause plague.
What is plague?
Plague.
It's like plague. Disease.
It's like, yeah.
Or paralyze. It has the same kind of just worse. Icon as paralyze.
It's just plague.
It's plague.
It just sounds kind of cool. That's the only reason I would get that is so, like, I could get a sig that said, like, Fusion uses Blade Bash, Absolute Virtue gets plague.
Yeah. Okay, what other random abilities are there out there?
There's this ninja job ability called Sanj. It's a meritable ability. It consumes remaining shadow images to perform ranged attacks. Okay, I know that ninja has the highest throwing ability in the game, but they also have some of the most expensive throwing weapons in the game, so I don't know anybody who actually carries them, so who would actually level this job ability?
You, like, mess around and throw your bomb car, you know?
Well, you can't do that anymore, but that's
besides the point. True. That's true. I forgot about that. That's true. Yeah, but anyhow.
It's one of those WTFs, and what makes it even funnier is that it is a meritable ability.
Right.
Yeah, so you have to spend a lot of time getting it, so you're like, okay, no. That's okay.
I think for some of these abilities, just kind of like, we need to add another one.
So how about let's call it Blade Bash.
Let's have it so you can cause plague on things and occasionally
plague.
Stun. Like, no. Just please no. I'm hoping they do a little better with the meritable abilities for Dancer. And
I think the difference between plague and virus diseased is the fact that I think with plague you lose.
Plague is MP and TP reduction.
TP and MP. And yeah, and virus, yeah. Just you can't. You
not know, worth 10,000 experience.
Yeah.
Sorry. And it's like a 15-minute recast, I think, for Blade Bash. It's like, it's ridiculous. It really is.
Next email comes from Blitz Mage, who hails, as we know, from the Leviathan server. He says, "What's up, PFA? Blitz Mage here. Just want to ask you guys a question about your blogs and what website you got the space for them. I'm asking you this because me and a few friends of mine are making a video game discussion website, and we wanted to have our own blogs, and I really like the way your blogs look and are set up. Thanks a lot. Signed, Blitzmage."
Well, we got our web space from our buddy Taken. Mm-hmm, he's had his little website going on since we were in, like, 7th or 8th grade, doing stuff on it, just kind of messing around. I think he got that through GoDaddy.com. The blogs are WordPress. It's, you know, it's just a blogging thing you can get on the server. You'll update it, right? You know, you log in, you'll update it, and you know it's pretty easy to set up. But as far as hosting, you know, look, there's a bunch of stuff all over the place. GoDaddy, I think DreamHost is another one.
If you want free hosting for your WordPress.com offers some space for blogs, so you can just sign up on there and you can set up a blog with their software and everything, so and then you don't have to worry about paying for it.
Right.
There's also like sites like LiveJournal and Blogspot that you can actually get onto to actually start your own blog.
Right.
Yeah, there are actually blogging websites.
Caitlin coming out with that super nerd status. Here we go.
Yeah, I'm a nerd secretly.
Super nerd status.
Secretly, not
oh, yeah, by the way, if you go to WordPress.com.
The secret is out. Yeah.
They'll give you like 2 gigs worth of free space. I know this from my own experience. I'm just messing with you. All right. Word. press. All right, next email comes from... email comes from Clodhurt of the Quetzalcoatl server. He says, "Sup, PFA crew. My name is Clodhurt from the Quetzalcoatl server, and I just got finished listening to your most recent episode. Been listening to y'all's show for a while, and it's one of those things that keeps me from going insane while at my job. Recently, I was listening to the quote-unquote Don't Squeeze It episode at work, just laughing hysterically at Chin, just giggling at everything, and due to my laughing, I got some funny looks in into my office. But anyways, on to my question. I'm involved in a nasal aisle static with some good friends, and we have just recently attained access to floor 60 after our last meeting, but due to our group's lack of experience with any of the Treasures of Aragon HNMs, we didn't have any solid strategies against the Cerberus, Chimera, and Hydra. I instructed my fellow members to get barbarian drinks to help kill Hydras with more criticals, and everyone to get cleric drinks to help get rid of status effects. But on our last attempt, we still got our butts handed to us. Since I know a few of you guys and gals at PFA have higher floor nasal experience, I was wondering if y'all have any advice for taking down those bosses. Thanks in advance.
You know, I've done like the worm. You know, you like stand on its feet, kind of off to the side. As far as the Aragon H&Ms go, I don't think I've really done anything special for those. You know, the get a basic party set up and just fight it. That's usually how I do it.
Anybody else fought Cerberus, Chimera, and or Hydra?
Nope.
I've never.
And of course, I mean, the ones in Nizel, too, are significantly weaker than the ones you're going to find out in the mire and the mountains and stuff.
I've fought Hydra a couple times in the TOAE areas. I don't think we ever beat it, but... And this is a long time ago. This was another link shell. So, yeah, basically I would just go in and like Fusion said, they're weaker versions of the actual mobs.
Yeah, they're very killable. You know, maybe look at some forums and stuff. See, the wiki might have some hints or something on the page. But, you know, from my own personal experience, you know, I've run into Chimera. Mostly, I don't think I might have run into Cerberus once or twice. I don't think I've seen Hydra. Maybe I've seen Hydra once. But I mean, you know, we go up like a, you know, your typical party setup. You got your mage, you got your tank, you got the DDs. You just, you know, fight and hope you don't die.
Word.
Hope that doesn't sound too discouraging. Fight and just hope go up you there and
hope
die.
You do not No. perish.
It's not too bad.
So there you have it. I've never had any experience with any of those. So. One of these days, I was just something's in the works. So, more on that later. News at 11.
All right.
So that's all the emails, and with that, that's all I got for this show. Did you have anything else that you wanted to add, Fusion?
I actually do.
What
this week? Over at the wiki, they're doing their voting for their banners.
Oh, no.
I have a banner in there. It's like Fusion X Bahamut 1. It has a picture of Ganny Man holding a Wiimote crying. I want you to go and vote for that banner. It's got like 11 votes right now.
Nice.
I think they're going to take a couple of the top voted ones and like rotate them or do like a random banner on load thing. Go vote for the banner with Ganny crying with a Wiimote.
Long.
That's all I got. And check out our blogs.
Yeah, check out our blogs. I'm going to update mine.
I've got something a little bit on a serious note. I know this happened very, very recently. Today, in fact. Well, it'll be tomorrow for you guys. But I just want to let the guys that were affected by the tornadoes in Virginia know that they are in our thoughts and prayers. And it was one of those things that happened that was completely unexpected. It hit actually about half an hour away from where I live, and it hit in Suffolk, which was
where Oshi used to work, so I'm kind of glad that he wasn't there. So, you guys are in our thoughts and prayers, and you know, take care.
Well, with that, that is our show. Our email address, as always, is petfoodalpha@gmail.com. Send us your questions, comments, etc. And our website is petfoodalpha.com. Join us in our forums and join our roundtable discussion on etiquette in Final Fantasy XI, and let us know what you think about that. All right. Thank you very much once again to Caitlin for joining us.
Yay!
We'll catch you again in-game. Yeah, absolutely. The pleasure is ours. And we'll see you next week. Everybody say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Bye-bye.
Goodnight.
Later.